This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. More than 2,500 Coloradans were pardoned by the governor today for marijuana possession convictions. CPR's Anne Maria Wad has more.
It's a new power for the governor, thanks to a law passed in this year's legislative session. Jordan Wellington with the law firm VS Strategies helped work on that law.
You know, we always believed that this pardon was really the first step in helping address the collateral consequences for victims of cannabis prohibition.
The pardon applies only to people convicted of possession of 1 ounce or less, and only if their case went through a state court. Marijuana possession is not a crime in Colorado. I'm Anne Marie Awad, CPR News.
Hefty smoke has hit the Front Range again. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The smoke is still largely coming from the Mullen Fire in Wyoming and far northern Colorado. The Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins is also a factor. Monitors have measured unsafe air quality in Fort Collins, Boulder, and Denver. Public health officials recommend closing windows and avoiding outdoor exercise. Healthy people might be able to spend some time outdoors, but should check local conditions first. Forecasters expect the smoke to stick around through tonight. Slightly cooler temperatures could help the Front Range this weekend, but the National Weather Service says there's no guarantee. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And speaking of the Mullen Fire, it is mostly burning in Wyoming, but continues to spread in Jackson County, Colorado, mostly in open space areas, but it has prompted some evacuations for some homes in the area. This is CPR.